Welcome to a beautiful Michigan spring morning. Quite lovely. This week's parasha is titled Tezria, meaning she conceives. It covers Leviticus chapters 12 through 13 and touches on ritual purity laws. Here, we get a glimpse into the lives of the women of Israel and discover what their days may have been like following the extraordinary experience of childbirth. The time of post-delivery was different depending on whether they gave birth to a baby boy or a girl. If a woman gave birth to a boy, she would be unclean for 7 days. On the 8th day, the young boy would be circumcised, and then the ceremonial uncleanliness would last an additional 33 days, bringing the total to 40 days. If the mother gave birth to a girl, then she would be unclean for 14 days, followed by an additional 66 days of uncleanliness for a total of 80 days, essentially doubling the time period for a male birth. After the days of purification were completed, the new mother would bring a burnt offering and a sin offering to the priest in order for him to make an atonement on her behalf. A 1-year-old lamb as the burnt offering, and a turtle dove or pigeon for the sin offering. These were to impress upon the minds of the parents the reality of original sin and that the child inherited the sin nature. So why would God consider a woman impure or defiled after giving birth to a baby? After all, isn't that the way he created a woman's body to function? We find the answer in verse 7. It wasn't the act of childbirth that made her unclean, but the flow of blood from her body, which was also instrumental in her cleansing. In fact, during this time of post-delivery waiting, anything and anyone she touched, including her husband, became unclean. Now, I think we can agree that God knows what's best for us. His decision to have women isolated for a time after childbirth, in my view, had a lot to do with their physical and spiritual health more than anything else. This time of quietness, separation, and sacrifice was a beautiful opportunity for the new mother to draw closer to Adonai and to bond with her new child, while also enjoying much-needed rest and healing. Only God would care so much and love so deeply to provide these precious days between mother and child. The days of cleansing following birth should not be seen as a penalty, but rather a blessing. In chapter 13, God gives instructions on recognizing and dealing with infectious skin diseases. For Israel, leaving an invasive, contagious disease unchecked meant endangering the entire nation. We see that the priests were entrusted not just with the spiritual health of the people, but also with their physical health, teaching them to be more attentive to the potential threat of spreading disease reminds us of a greater spiritual lesson, and that is that sin spreads and corrupts if left unchecked. God wants his people to be protected against the spread of sin and its devastating effects. The priests were not only to acknowledge the presence of this infection, but also to deal with it quickly and decisively. It must not be allowed to fester, otherwise it could have tragic consequences. Those who were under observation for these impurities were to be placed in isolation outside the camp until they were once again found clean. Now, as popular as the belief is, it is presumptuous to suggest that people suffering from afflictions have some kind of hidden sin from God. One of the most notable examples is in John, when the disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Yeshua replied, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God could be displayed. Speculation of any other kind can be hurtful and actually borders irreverence. If anyone feels that way, let them examine themselves first. Sickness and disease are an unfortunate byproduct of a fallen world. While God allows illness, he doesn't necessarily inflict it. We must be more cautious in making claims of God's ways and his will. Parsha Tezria calls God's people to holiness. Obeying the laws and instructions he marks out for us, sometimes in isolation, to grow physically and spiritually. We must have confidence that his mandates are just, right, and always in our best interests. We must also remember that like a contagious skin disease, sin spreads, corrupts, and devastates anything that it touches. God's people cannot afford to be complacent about sin. It must be dealt with. But thanks be to God, there is a remedy. One day, Yeshua came down from the mountainside, and large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, can you make me clean?" Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man, and immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Receiving Yeshua into your life can make you clean. Walking according to his ways can heal personal blemishes in your life instead of creating and spreading them as we do when we embrace or allow sin. If you keep him as your focus, sin cannot win. And guess what? You don't have to wait. He is yours now if you only reach out your hand, accept him into your life, and experience his great cleansing. No man or woman is beyond God's power to save. Brothers and sisters, remain vigilant as God demanded of the priests. Recognize sin and deal with it as Adonai has instructed. Take those times of isolation and use them to further your obedience and love for the one true God. Then you will be fit for his service. Shabbat Shalom.